We're going to learn today a siche. We're continuing in Project Likutei Siches, Chelik Yud Zayin, Parshas Tazria. This week is Parshas Tazria Metzero. We're learning Tazria, Siche Aleph. Very gishmak siche. The siche is talking about that the Rebbe brings an apostik in today's Parshe that it says, Bayoim Hashmini Imol Psar Olosoy. We're learning out from this because it says Bayoim. It doesn't say Bashmini. It says Bayoim Hashmini. We're learning out that the priest has to be Davke by day. From nets, from the sunrise till the Shkia, and after that, you can do it. God forbid, in case you missed, you have to do it tomorrow morning after sunrise. So the Rebbe is asking a question that, according to what we see in Medrash, and according to Rashi and the Balaturim, and everybody says that the bris in Mitzrayim was at night. So why did the Rebbe should do that? It should be at night. The Choyre after Matan Torah, we can do it. We can do it at night. Why Davke Mitzrayim? And the Rebbe is answering an answer al pi nigle, beautiful gishmak answer. And then comes our answer according to Pnimis and Yonim al Pichsides, beautiful, just beautiful answer. What the Rebbe is connecting Mile with Pesach and Mile, that we see something connected between them. I'm just mentioning one thing that we see a connection that it's unbelievable. We have Ramach Mitzvah Sese, 248 Mitzvahs Asei. And Mitzvahs Asei, there's no such thing as Kores. If you didn't do something, you don't get Kores. If you did something bad, then there is Kores. There's only two Mitzvahs. A say that you didn't do. If somebody didn't do a bris, it says he doesn't want to do a bris. Or somebody didn't do Korban Pesach, it's Kores. So we see the connection with that, and then we'll see about the mile, the advantage in bris before Matan Torah, why it was at night. And Torah said that it has to be Davke by day, not at night. Very, very gishmak. And it's also in Gemara in the Megillah. Bayoim veloy balaylo. It says it doesn't say ubashmini imoil. It says ubayoim ashmini. When loy dem kumtois, according to this, comes out as the din is ein malin balaylo. It says in Gemara Megillah there where it brings down bayoim. It comes out that ein malin balaylo. At night you could not do a bris. Is nischadish geworden erst noch matan teuro. When did this mitzvah not to do by day? Only after matan teuro. Very simple, because when we learn Tazria is already much further, we already are quite a few parshas away from Israel, from Matan Torah. So according to the time frame, we see that by Tazria, Moshe Rabbeinu told them that it has to be by Yom HaShmini. So from then, it has to be Abad before Matan Torah. It was not. Is Nisratish Gorin Ashnoch Matan Torah, Umfa Matan Torah, Otmile Gimek Zayin Oir Balaylo. They could have done bris also at night. Afile Loit. Afile loy dem zweiten Mokke von dem Dine Mishichte Shabbos. The Gemara Shabbos is learning it out from a different place. As we learn the Sof von Uben Shmoinas Yomim, for state in Parshas Lech Lecho. So Lechoy Retzes already in Parshas Lech Lecho that it has to be by day. It doesn't say Ben Shmoinas Yomim. For state in Parshas Lech Befratas, Toysves zog that der Iker HaLimud is in dem Posuk. Toysves says that the Iker HaLimud, where we learning that it has to be on day, Dav Kein Lech Lecho, not in Tazria. Is das no ben Egea Mile Bizmano. This is what Tosfos is saying, that we're learning that from there is only Bismano. But if a bris, a baby was not well, he was born to a premature baby, so the bris is being pushed off, or he had a cesarean on Shabbos, so we don't do a bris on Shabbos because it's not doing Shabbos, only when it's born natural. So only then the bris has to be by him. But if it's a pushed off bris, you could do it by Lilo. Is does nobody get Mile Bizmano? But as Mile Shloi Bizmano, Muzan Beyoim, where do we know that Mile Shloi Bizmano also has to be Davke by day? Learned man up from them, Vov, even Toysfes, that says that we're learning it out from there, Mashenke, but still, to know that Abri Shloi Bizmano also has to be by day, we're learning out from our Parsha, from them, Vov. Said who by Yom Hashmini in unser Parsha we teach this Mevayer the Meile is the Sash Mishchadish go noch Matan Torah. So we see that something was Mishchadish after Matan Torah, and before Matan Torah you could have done the bris at night also. Base does to Mas Vosain to explain what is the difference between before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah. Yes, like them was to state the Medrash. Rabbi is bringing down a beautiful Medrash, and according to this we're going to go further to be able to understand what's going on here. Yes, like them was to state the Medrash. Asain dik Mitzrayim, arbe mehem funiden lo yoyim mekabim alein lomul. When they were in Mitzrayim, a lot of Jews didn't want to do a bris. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiyasu HaPesach. The Rebbe said they should do the Pesach. The Kivin Shosu Moishe HaPesach. Moishe Rabbeinu did the first one, he did the Korban Pesach. Gozar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ledalot Ruch Hu Shoyilom Olcho Venid Bekuboishe Pesach Hulu. The Rebbe made a Ness. That from all four sides of the world, all the winds came to Moishe Rabbeinu's Korban Pesach and took the aroma, took the smell and spread it to all the Eden. And they smell something from Gan Eden. They smell that they didn't know what they're smelling. Unbelievable smell. This can't so call Israel to Moshe. They all came to Moshe and they told him, Omrulei, bevakoshim imchom, begging you, acheleinu mepischecho, give us from your Pesach. It smells delicious. It's something very special. שם היה קורבן פסח, הוא היה הראשון. I didn't see it. I didn't see that in the regular marriage. Could be. Could be. Yeah, okay. He says that the Rebbe should take a ruach from Gan Eden, brought it to Moshe's korban, and it smells by everybody. They were following this smell, and they came to Moshe. So they all said to Moshe, give us. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Im einatem nimoilin, if you're not doing a bris, einatem yicholim, einatem oichlim. You could not eat the korban Pesach. Miyad, nosnu atzma molu chulu. So they all did a brisen. This is a medrash. So the Rebbe says, what do we see from this medrash? From that medrash come toys, אז איתנו הם זכם על גוון בליל פסח. And the Rebbe made in number 11. Reib gam pirush rashe boy, rashe says it clearly. In the Balaturi, he says a gematria that the bris was at night. Yeah, yeah. Rashe says that the dam mile also they put on the doors. Yeah. The Rebbe says Shmoiz Rabbe. It's Shmoiz Rabbe, yes. Shmoiz Rabbe perik jites. Okay. Noch mehr. From Medrash, בפרט in Shirashir im Rabbe, is mashma, Moshe Rabbeinu בכלל in Shiva gegeben zu Iden, dem Zivui, וחלור אל יוחל בי ביז בי נחת, ון, die Iden seien in gekommen betten, בי Moshe nach Leinus ha-Pesach. The Rebbe brings that in footnote number 12, the order that Moshe told to him. He told him, לחתחיל, he told him that the Eved is not eating it. He told him, כל בני חור, הגוי doesn't eat it. Then at night, Pesach at night, when they came to him and they told him that they're smelling, they won't have, then he told them, כל אור אל יוחל בי, go to the bris I'm going to give you. So they didn't even know about the bris. So we have for sure that we see that the bris was at night, not by day. Die Iden seien gekommen, beten bei Moshe nach Leinu, mit Pischecho, then he told them the Eure. In the Pnimi Yisoyen Yoni, we're going to see why Moshe Rabbeinu, why the Rebbe made, he should tell him this aloche, dafke at night, not by day. Beautiful explanation why we have to remember this point, that Moshe told them at night. Is nicht moving. Here comes the question of the Rebbe is asking. Mestaka has mod gemekt mal sein Balailo. Yeah, it's true that before Matan Teuro, there was no Bayoim Hashmini Imoil. Parshat Tazria comes much after that. So they could have done it. But as fordert sich aber as Bore, we need explanation. Al Kolpon mit Pnimi Yisrael Yonim. Vibalt Aziden Arbeme. Oben sich dann mal gewinnen, nicht mit Zad sich allein, um Zad was Gozer HaKodesh Baruch Hu Dalas Ruchois. They didn't do the bris because they wanted. They did the bris because their Eibishter made this smell to come to them. And they wanted to have Korban Pesach. That's why they did the bris. Und der Reach hat Goyrim gewinnen, sie sollen wollen essen mit Pesach Shel Moshe. Just because of the Reach, they wanted to do the bris. Oder der Reibishter, die kennt dann dieselbe Sache. Oder Kayetz, der Reibishter has a lot of ideas, a lot of Eitzes. And he could have done a better Eitze, how to get it. dieselbe Sache oder koidem chasheicho und dann soll Moshe on sagen, dieten dem Zivu bachalor lo yochal, bei ihm soll sich mal sein, bei ihm, der Rebbe could have made something, a smell from Gan Eden, wie Tade kommt in Pesach, and they should feel like that, for Moshe's house, or Moshe lives, comes out a smell of Gan Eden, go to Moshe Rabbeinu, what is it? You know what? I'm going to do the Korban Pesach now. You want to eat the Korban Pesach? Call Orel Yechal Boy. And by day, not at night. Why did the Rebbe do it? It should be at night. If I see after Matan Torah that there's a special din dafke to make by day, why should you do before Matan Torah in a way that it's not the same thing? Why?
Before Matan Torah, instead of chiluk, it's the same thing. Because not Matan
Torah. Question for the answer.
In Chassidus, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of... yes, no, but the question is understood. If, why didn't the Rebbe start doing that? But this was the time that they became Jews, they became part of Mitzrayim, became a nation. Okay, all right.
We know that.
Ois Gimel. Der Yefei Toya will sagen, der Pirush an dem Medrash, called Yefei Toya. Okay, der Yefei Toya will sagen, itochen, der Rebbe brings down very interesting, that's also in Shut Teiras Chesed. But not that Teiras Chesed was a big, big chosid of the Tzemach Tzedek, one of the greatest chosid of the Tzemach Tzedek. His name was Shneur Zalman Fratkin, and his later years he went up to Yerushalayim, he lived in Yerushalayim, he was a big rov, and he was a very special, very close to the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek, and it says he came every year Shavuos to the Tzemach Tzedek. It's interesting just to note what the Rebbe brings down, the Teres Chesed. Teres Chesed used to come in Lubavitch. There's Chag HaMatzos Pesach, then there's Shavuos called Chag HaMoitzim. rhymes. Matzah is much. Why? Because Pesach, you have to be home. There's so many shailes for the Eden. Shavuos is not so much. It's like Yontef. So the Rabbonim used to come Shavuos here also. The Rabbonim come Shavuos to the Rebbe. So he used to come and he used to go into the Tzemach Tzedek and he used to prepare all year to talk with the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek in Torah. He came into the Tzemach Tzedek and Tzemach Tzedek asked him something. Where is it? Where do you find it in Shas? And he was in his mind. He went over all Mishnayos. 2 minutes. He went over all Shas. Said, I don't find it. So the Tzemach Tzedek gave him a hint. I think he told him it's in Psochim. He went over all Psochim again. He didn't find it. Then Tzemach Tzedek told him where it is and he started crying. And he said, such a zikorn and such a thing could be only by somebody who learns Torah lishmo mamish. So he was a big chosid of the Tzemach Tzedek. So the Efei Toyar and also the Torah's chesed will sagen, itochen shoy ze koitem chasheicho. They have an answer. Maybe it was before chasheicho. And bring the Ruf Tzeichichim. He has two proof that you must say that it was before night. Number one, shemish chasheicho shu yom tev ein mile shloi bizman adoi choiso. We're talking about adults. It's not mile bizmano. So at night was yontev. Yontev, you can't make a bris. A nitche, you don't make a bris. Ve'oid, and another reason, two reasons. Dein mile balaylo. They say that at night you could not do a bris. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe is refuting. The Rebbe says, I can accept it. Mikeno barazoi nitzog. I can't say it like this. Weil, von dem Sipo, wie wird gebracht in Shirashirim Rabbe, auf dem Posuk, Atcha Melech b'Mesiboy, there's a Posuk in Shirashirim Rabbe, Atcha Melech b'Mesiboy, the king was sitting in his party, is klar, as is given Balaylo. Where do we see the Rezetsu clear Balaylo? Dort steht beferush, as das ist vorgekommen, Atcha Melech b'Mesiboy. What does it mean? It's a quotation. Atcha Moshe v'Israel mesubim v'oichlim pischeim b'Mitzchayim. That's when they did the bris. Und Achilas Pesach, is doch balaylo azeh beleil tezvov nisno nish koidem chasheicha. When they see it by the Korban Pesach, is balaylo must be night. So I see that it was his night. And the Rebbe, what he still says that he has two proof. One is that you don't do a bris yontef anitche. And number two, that you don't do balaylo. So the Rebbe says in the Tzvei Chechem, was bring these two things that he brought. Aleph, mile shloi bizmano is nid doich yontef. That mile not on the time is not pushing off yontef. And beis, ein mile balaylo, zayne nish machriach. It's not something that had forced me to say that it was by day. And the Rabbi is saying two beautiful reasons. Why not? Weil, Aleph. Wie gesagt, früher ist der Din, also ein Mille Balaylo, bei Shaloi Bismano, erstens Chadish geworden, noch Matan Teure. So everybody knows that. Before Matan Teure, there was no must that we, he says that you must do it by day, because now we're doing it by day. It's not proof on them. For Matan Teure is not. The Gemara says clearly in Megillah, that ein Mille Balaylo, we're learning from Parshas Tazria, from Ubayim Hashmini. So one thing the Rebbe takes off, the other thing that he brings as most, al derech ze, he says that yontev you don't do it. The Rebbe says, gifinim yonish kein isa melocha by yontev by Pesach Mitzrayim. There's no isa melocha by yontev Mitzrayim. Vorom chodsh da posuk ba yoyim orish mikrokoidesh, ba yoyim ashvi mikrokoidesh, yi elochem kol melocha le yosef bohem goymer, shteit im parshes boy, in Parshas Boy before Yitzias Mitzrayim, it says already there, Bayom Rishon Mikrokoidesh, Bayom Ashvi Mikrokoidesh, I see that the first day Tetzvov, there was a Yontef, so the Choyer, they couldn't have done the Bris, so the Rebbe says, I must say, muss man aber sagen, as the Posuk rett nicht wegen Pesach Mitzrayim, he's not talking of, Moshe Rabbeinu tells him in Parshas Boy, for the coming years, till Moshiach is coming, he doesn't tell him for that year, there's no Yontef in the first day, what's the Rebbe's proof that it's not, from Pesach Mitzrayim, in a noig elo, Yoyim Echot, Pesach Mitzrayim was only one day. There was no 7 days. When in them posik shteidoch ba yoyim ashvi mikro koidesh, it says yoyim rishon and yoyim ashvi. So it can't be that there is yontef. So the Rebbe says lechoyre, but I could divide it in F. Ba yoyim rishon goes on Pesach Mitzrayim, and then ba yoyim rishon ba yoyim ashvi goes on all the amitim later. The Rebbe says I can't say this either. Und wir können nicht sagen, als der Posuk sagt, dort zwei besondere Dini, welche seine nicht tun im Sebozet, zu separate Dini, alle, wo bei jemand rische Mikrokoidesch, was ist gewähnt, scheich euch bei Pesach Mitzrayim, der was a one day Yontef, wo bei jemand Ashvi, Mikrokoidesch, was ist scheich noch bei Pesach Deuros. So, lechoi rei, kutzei, dies der Rebbe says, I can't say it. Weil, alle, im Posuk steht, kol melocho lo yose bohem, in both of them. So I can't say that divided into two. It says you can't do on the first and on the seventh. There's no seventh. So I must say that the Rishon and Shvi goes on coming years. To say that the Rishon of Yom Rishon and Yom Shvi were beiden nichlal in selben Tzivui. It's in the same Tzivui, both of them. Beis, beautiful. Oif kol melocho le Yosef behem shteit in Mechilte. Very interesting Mechilke. Let's go back to the Posik in the previous column. It says, Ubayim Rishon Mikro Koidesh, Ubayim Shvi Mikro Koidesh Yelochem, kol meloch ol yosef bem. So the mechil to learn something interesting. It says, because this kol meloch ol yosef bem says right after by yom ha-shvi, so I would learn that only yom ha-shvi is also bemeloche. The yom ha-rishon, not, because it doesn't say by yom ha-rishon. It says by yom ha-rishon mikro kodesh, finished. By yom ha-shvi mikro kodesh, kol meloch ol yosef bem. And so the Mechilta says no. Huh? Bohem, okay. Oh, I thought about it also. I don't have the answer. It says Bohem. So the Rebbe, the Mechilta says that from this, I'm learning from the seventh, I'm learning on the first. Okay. Bohem could be in the coming years. Every seventh, you can do it. That's what I was thinking, the only answer that I have. Also, that you divide it into. Okay. So the Mechilta says, אין לי אלו יונטוב ורחם שהוא עושה בסס מלוכה, יונטוב ורישו מניין, אבא אני עודד יונטוב ורישו יקנדו מלוכה, תלמלוים הבאים הרישו מקור קוידש, קום דחויס ומחילטה, אז דר איקר או איסו שטייט אוף ביו עם השבי, נורדוך דם לרנט מנופ אורך ביו עם הרישן, אבא אני עודד יום הרישן ידנד על עדו מלוכה וביו עם השבי, נאו קמתו מצרים, איז דרה ביו עם השבי, דרס נו יום השבי, so יום השבי is מוטר, so יום הרישן is also מוטר, I don't know from where to learn it. Bald bei Pesach Mitzrayim ist nicht gewend der Ikero Isa bei Yom HaShvi, das ist nur Yom HaShvi. Versteht man bei Meila, also der Isa Neusa bei Yom HaRishon, redet nicht wegen Pesach Mitzrayim. And a third proof, the Rebbe says that we can accept it to say that it talks Rishon on Mitzrayim and the other one goes on later. Bei Pesach Mitzrayim ist auch nicht gewend kein Yom HaRishon. Moshe Rabbeinu says, bei Yom HaRishon Mikrokoidi, bei Yom Mikrokoidi, can't be on Mitzrayim. There was no Yom HaRishon. What was it? Should have said, Yom Echod, it's not Yom HaRishon. Yom Rishon or Yom Echad. So Memele, the Rebbe says that I can accept what the Yefei Toyar and their Teiras Chesed answer that they say that maybe it was by day because they have two proof that it was by day. Number one, Yontov, you don't do a bris nitre, and number two, that you don't do at night. You have to find out the answer for the Bohem. The Choyer, it says Bohem. The Mechilta says, I would have thought that it's only by Yom HaShvi. How could it be? It says Bohem. Very good question. We have to find out what it is. Oh, it's Dalet. A viele Leute da von Ran. Now the Rebbe brings a beautiful Ran. As be Pesach Mitzrayim is Yogi ben Ha'iso Meloche. The Ran says that it was Ha'iso Meloche in Pesach Mitzrayim. Kemen Farent Veren Dikasho if Medresh, vi is Mile Shloi Bizman Odoich Yontev. The Choyer, according to the Ran, that it was Yontev, so the Teiras Chesed and the Yefei Toyer are correct. You can do a bris if it's Yontev. Rebbe says, no, I could answer it. Ubaagdim Adiyuk in Losha Medresh in Shirashirim. I'm gonna look at precise words of this Shirashirim, the Medresh, and this is going to bring me proof that they could have done it Yontev also. How could they have done it Yontev? Kulo machuze cherev, melum de milchomo, ish charbo al yirechoy. Yes, it's a Krish Mishalamit, everybody knows it, and it says in Shirashirim.
I know because Shirashirim, not because Shirashirim.
Wow. Good.
What's the next pasuk?
No.
After that, you guys don't know, but me and the rabbi, we know.
Because in Argentina they're teaching special Shirashirim. The Sfaradim, Shirashirim. Yeah. Okay. Kulam achuzi cherev melum de milchamo ish chaboy yalirechoy. What does the shirashirim mean? So the Rebbe says shebisho shomar leMoshe. The Rebbe brings down this is a medresh of shirashirim. What does it say? Shebisho shomar leMoshe. Moshe told them that night when they came at smelling the korban pesach. He told them go do a bris. So this was Shlomo HaMelech says kulam achuzi cherev melum de milchamo. They were all holding swords and they're very good known in wars, they're good soldiers, and they took out the swords and they made a bris. So the Medrash says, Shebishor Shomar Moshe, Miyad Kolechot Vechot, listen to the Loshon of the Medrash, Miyad Kolechot Vechot, not Al Charboy Al Yerecho, he took his sword from his side, and more last, he did a bris. The Rebbe is asking beautiful two questions, and then the answer is going to tell us why even the Ran says that you can do it, they could have done it. The Choyre Aleph, Lemainav Kemine Azeob Nzichmal Gvemet Acherev, Shloim HaMelech could have said in Shir HaShirim Kulom also bris. What's the Kulom Achuzi Cherev Melum Dimilchom that they did it with a sword? What's that Goshe Charboy Metacherev? The Riker is Doch HaZeob Nzich Malgim HaMeyad. So that's the most important thing. Don't tell me that was a Cherev. Based on another question, what is that Goshe Charboy Lokhu Ish Cherev? Why Charboy? He took his own Zayin Cherev. The Rebbe is emphasizing the word Zayin is. The mind of Kemine, it's either Cherev is Zayner, or the name is Sanders. What's the difference if you took for somebody? What's the main point here? That they did a bris, and then Moshe Rabbeinu told them, go, you could all go do the Pesach and eat your Pesach. Now the midwer, the farentwer, the Ayuvn, the Monte Shaila. This Shaila that we're asking from the Ran, that it's Yontef. And Lechoyre Yontef, you can't do a bris. And the Rebbe says that they did it. The Rebbe has proved that they could have done it even on Yontef. Why? Because from these few words, it's teaching us that they could have done it even Yontef. What do we see? Now, the Midrash Varem for this, even the Monteshaile. When is Mila Melocha Asura be Yontef? We said that Amila is not also, is also be Yontef. When Zivert Gitonke Darko be Ismel. When you do it in the way that you have to do it with a special knife that we use for a bris. Yeah, yeah. Over mile becherev is a meloche sheloi kedarko. If you do a bris with a cherev, with a sword, it's not a meloche kedarko. Is a meloche is muta medoi reise. The riber is the medresh and the posik was a bring.
Huh? Only medoi reise.
I'm sorry. Is muta medoi? Yeah, yeah. Only medoi reise. Versteht sich das? Is muta no medoi reise. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The riber is the medresh and the posik was a bring. Madgish as mozich malgiven becherev. So the choyrev would be enough if you say that the bris was becherev. What do you have to tell me that it was is so? This second question. So the Rebbe is answering when it's volt over gestanden, cherev stam. Volt men noch als gekent meinen, as do retzich wegen a cherev, mit welch misich mal? If it says only they took a cherev, they did a bris, they took a cherev that was made special for brisen. How do I know that it's a cherev, that it's not for brisen? That's why it's mutter to do beyomtev. Where do I see it? Because I see a posik in Yeshua, a seelech o charvois tzurim, veshuv moiles bnei Yisrael shenis. So I see that charvois could be made for brisen also. The riber is the posik madgish charboi, zain cherev. What do you have a cherev for? Could you tell me? What is the soldier skipping a cherev?
Not for
breeze. Not for breeze. To fight. So I see Dav gets not made for a breeze. The cherev from Melum de Milchomo. Was is doch nicht kein cherev, wenn du welchem is mal. Memele, what comes out from here? Weil Pise, as be Pesach Mitzrayim, hat man sich mal gewinnt bei Lailo. Yes? Comes out that the Rebbe says, even according to the Iran, they could have done it at night. And the question that the Yefei Toyar, the answer that Yefei Toyar and the Torah Shretzet say, that it was done by day, the Rebbe is refuting it. So we're coming back to the same question. Halpizeh, Pesach Mitzrayim hat man sich mal gewinnt bei Lailo. Oder Kushin leduchte, vavos oder roi bishtan nicht gemacht haben, soll sich mal sein bei Yoin, koidem chashech.
The Medrash is a guy for the Iran.
The Medrash?
It's a smack for
the Iran. From the Medrash, the Rebbe answers, yeah, the Rebbe said Iran, yes.
But it helps the Iran.
It helps the Iran.
That it was Yomtev.
That it's also to do
Melocha. That also Melocha to do. Okay. Okay. But the bris then they could have done at night. Okay, fine. Yeah, very good. Okay, I say. But if not, Rabbi give the answer, I'll be Pshita, Pashtis, I'll be Nigle, and then we're going to go right away to the Pnimi Yisrael. That when Nes Vashtem, Beagdem Noch Hatiritz, was Verd gebracht in Achroinim, Oiv der Kashe, wie oben sich die Iden, mal gewinn Balailo. The Rebbe brings the Rob Shut Yad Eliyo, Simchas HaRegel from the Chido, that they answered it. As the night when Yitzias Mitzrayim is given, we state in Zoya, in an oifen from Velaylo, Kayoim Yoyo. There was a night that there was mamish like day. And Bemelo, the night got a dim from Yoyim. That's what they answer. Fragman of them, now comes a beautiful, so the answer is a very good answer. That's why they could have done it, because it was Yoyim. If there was Yoyim, how did they do come Pesach Matzio Moro? It says Balaylo. Fragt man auf dem, ob die Nacht, wenn es erst um drei Uhr geht, hat ihm von Joim. Wie haben die Iden, dem und mit keinem, wenn die Mitzel zu seinem verbunden mit Lailo? Achilas Pesach, Matze, Morer und Chulo. Modim Shach, you can't tell me that it's night and it's day. Either it's day or it's night. So you're telling me that by Bris, so there is a question, how could you answer it? Muss man sagen, so der Rebbe says, we're dividing it into two. Muss man sagen, als der Dim von Joim, Beleil Yetzias Mitzrayim, that the din, that it has Yoim in the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is given no legabe mitzvahs mile. Legabe mile, it was day. Aber nicht legabe the mitzvahs anal, but the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, and Moror, it was night. Und der Chilek ist verstandig bepashtus. Es ist given a tzivu im Efuresh, oiv dem, veochlu es abosro balaylo haze, mosneich mechagurim goyma. There was a mitzvah that at night, when it comes before Chatzois, you have to finish it before Chatzois, and before Makas Pchoyrois, and they have to finish it. So when they did it, according to Mile, when I look at Mile, it was Lailo Kayoim Yoyer, and it was the Din of Yoyim, and when you do the other mitzvahs, it was Lailo. So this is the answer, I'll be pastors, as the Meforshim, it's like, no, they answer it. In a new, the Yad Eliyahu, in Simchas HaRegel from this, in Pishke Mainz, Berab Lezer, that brings down.
Can we get a history of these people?
The one that I know is the Chido. The Chido, we know where it is. And if you're talking about the Chido, I wanted to mention it later, but I'll mention it now. The Chido was brought down a lot in Chassidus, and by the end we found something, I'll tell you later, we found something, a discussion of the Rebbe with Rav Roshi from Eretz Yisrael. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu was very close to the Rebbe, a Mekubel, and he understood what means Rebbe. unbelievable words what he said always on the Rebbe, and he had a schuz that he brought up the chido from Chutz Loretz. What is it? A few hundred years later. The chido, when he brought him up to Yisrael after Zayn Kfure.
Yeah,
he brought him up to Yisrael and he's buried in the beginning when you come into Aram Menuchos. Okay. I don't know, Baghdad or from Morocco. I don't know from where he brought him. And as a schuz, they buried them in the oil of the chido. So the chido is a very Chaim Yosef David Azulai was his name. And he's a lot of Enik Lach Lubavitch Chassidim.
Yeah.
Tversky, Vilelem.
Azulai is
Alan.
You know what the
Azulai is?
You know what
the
Azulai?
No.
Who's dog?
Isha Zonava Chalalo Ikachu. Zak Koyanim.
Aha.
As a.
Okay. Anyway, so the Chido said, the Rebbe is just answering the question that the Meforshim, the Rachonim are asking, how could it be? So the Rebbe says, yes, it was Legabi Mile, it was day, and Legabi Korban Pesach, Matzah Moreh, it was night. Okay, the Biur Bepnimis in Yonim Oizvov. Mit was ist Mitzvahs Mile anders, was no Legabi Ir, is the Nacht gewen Beprinas Velaylo Kayem Yor. Why is the difference? Why Davke, when you're talking about Mitzvahs Mile, you're telling me that it was like day. The Rebbe is answering. Is given in ganzen bederich von Pesach von Diluk. What is Pesach? In English it's called Passover, and in Yiddish it's called in Loshen Koyd it's called Pesach. What's Pesach? Pesach is Loshen skipping Diluk. Ech wa uposach havaya labatim. Says klar in the Torah why it's called Pesach. The Rebbe is just going to skip of the Yiddish houses and not kill the pchoyrim. Echa vumedide veagbole von teva. Always we use that the inn of Diluk shows on a level of higher than Medide Vagbole. Where do we see that there was Lemailo Meder Chateva, Pesach shows on Lemailo Meder Chateva? Warum Alpiteva, ob Miden nicht gekannt, a Reus game from Mitzrayim. Eden couldn't have gone out of Mitzrayim. Sai Begashmius, as it says clear, Loi Oyo Eved Yochoi Livroyach mi Mitzrayim. The Rebbe bring down from the Mechilte in Israel. This is Begashmius, nobody could have run away from there. Und sei beruch nie es, seine Nieten gewähren Muschka im Tess, Shari Tumer, Rachmone, Lutzlani, bringt sie da auf dem Zohar Chodosh. So I see that they couldn't go. And still they went out. How did they go out? Because it was Posach, it was a oyer, lemailo me medide vagbole, lemailo min ateva. Vi azoi kem botl ve amedide sa teva do lemato. How could it happen? How could it be that a teva is being destroyed? That the teva is not ruling anymore? And it's lemailo medarech ateva. So the Rebbe says, how could it happen? Durch dem, was es wären Bottle, die Medides war Gbolles, mit Zorum und Gwullen von ganz Sederisch Talschelus. How could it happen? Wenn der Rebbe ist, der ist nullifying all die Medides war Gbolles from all Sederisch Talschelus. And the Rebbe brings down Aure 41, beautiful, Reiter Reuer, der alte Rebbe says, call Sederisch Talschelus. What is Talschelus? Chaining down. Chaining down means that the oil is getting less and less and less. So the Rebbe says, the Alter Rebbe says, Kol Seder HaYishtal Shelus, Nikro B'Shem Mitzrayim. So the Rebbe nullified, there's no more Yishtal Shelus, no more Teva, Lemailo was bottled the Alei Yishtal Shelus, so Lemato was also bottled. Durch dem, was es wären bottled, mit Yitzvah Gwolos Mitzrayim, mit Zorim und Gwulim, von ganz Seder HaYishtal Shelus. Was das wäre durch dem, was es ist mehr an Oyer, was es legamre Echa, von Kol Medide Vagbole, von Kol Seder HaYishtal Shelus. Then it could happen. Bald as alle in Yonim Muslim kommen durch Teure, another Rebbe comes to another point in this idea. First of all, if it has to happen in Mitzrayim to come out, it has to happen in all Seder Ishtal Shelus. How does it happen in all Seder Ishtal Shelus? We have to find it in Teure. If it's not in Teure, it can't happen. Bald as alle in Yonim Muslim kommen durch Teure, as the Medrash says in beginning of Medrash Rabbe, beginning of Bereshis, darfen sie früher sein bei Teure. If it's in Teure, then it could come lemailo mederech hateva. Muz oich derin am shochas oich lemailo meishtal shelus. Begdei zu mevatel sein, die medides von seder ishtal shelus. Yeah? This oich, that it comes aya from ishtal shelus, from nullifying ishtal shelus, must come also from Teure. It must sein frier sein in Teure. It has to be in Teure. In Teure, where how does it happen in Teure? So that is beautiful. In Teure wird nimshach von a echeren ort, wie Teure is mit zat atzmo kavi yochel, echa von die medides von Teure. In Teuro, it's becoming something that's ayah from Teuro. And with this, the Rebbe is going to answer what we mentioned at the beginning. If you remember, the Rebbe is going to say, why did Moshe Rabbeinu tell the Eden in Teuro? Kol or leyoichal, what says in Teuro? When did he tell it to him? He told it to him at night in Mitzrayim. He didn't tell it to him by day. Why? Because this brought out the idea that it was higher from Teure. In Teure, what does it say? Ben Shmoines Yomim. Formaten Teure has to be a bris davke de Eide. Beformaten Teure, when Moshe Rabbeinu told it to him, he told him that you're going to do this bris that night, it's going to come from a place that it's going to be nullifying, even kaviyochel, higher than Teure, and we're doing it not as it says in the Teure. Beautiful, that's what the Rebbe is going to say it now. The Rebbe or the Reubishter gemacht has Moshe Rabbeinu, so lieber geben dem Zivir vom Choloro lo yechal boi, nicht koidem chasheich ono davke balaylo, should give it them only at night. Why? What did he do? In Teuro, it says that we're higher from Teuro, a much higher level than Teuro itself. Because there is a lot of people who are in Israel, davke balaylo, that's what the Rebbe wanted. Nicht wie es kommt da noch mat in Teuro, a Rob, im Edite de Teuro. In Teuro is, when Teuro is coming down, when there is comes in Tazria, we learn about in Gemara Megillah, in Gemara Shabbos, even from Lech Lecha, but we learn about that when we learn that you have to do the bris, Teuro is mugbel. A Esrik is mugbel in size, a Lulav is mugbel, everything, Tfilin is mugbel, you can't put on Tfilin by night, only by day. Teuro is gegeben geworden, the mitzvahs were given in a Agbole, in a, every mitzvah, everything has limitations. Mashenke, when it comes to bris, when we do it in Mitzrayim, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, when Diluk, they did it also in a way of Diluk, higher than Teuro. Just, Mam is beautiful, as Rebbe brings it out. Nid ves kum da noch matten Teuro, a Rob im Edide ve Agbole. Weil der Gilui Oyo, was hat mehr gewinnt bei Oysel Lailo, this light that came down from Oysel Lailo, is gewinnt bei Oifen, was ist Echa von ganz Zederisch Talschulus. We say in the Agoda also, Ani v'loi Malach, Ani v'loi Shliach, Ani v'loi Sorov, Ani, der Eibishter came down himself, it was no Talschulus, no limitations. Bei Oifen, was ist Echa von ganz Zederisch Talschulus, bis Echa von dem Edide von Teure Kaviochel. So to say, it's higher from the limitations of Teure. Und der Rieber, seinen durch dem, ist battle geworden, die Medidas von Seder Stalschus. So we have three ways are the Seder Stalschus, are the Eden came out of Mitzrayim. The first thing is that we went higher from Teuro, that Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Davke at night, not as it says in Teuro later that we must do it by day. Then, through that, all the Seder Stalschus was nullified. And through that, Lemato was Posa Chavaye, and they came out of Mitzrayim, Lemailo Mederech HaTeva. So we have the chain of events, are adapting all three things together. Und der Rieber seinen durch dem, doing the bris at night, nisbat lik von dem Dieter zum Seder Stalschluss. So we have first thing we did the bris, then Seder Stalschluss with bottle, then Lemato was bottle, and they came out of Mitzrayim. Sie ist gewähne am Schocha Soir bei der Dilug, sie ist gewähne am Schocha Selikus in Eretz Mitzrayim, wie sie ist Meleo Gilulim. Not get rid of the Gilulim. In the Gilulim was the greatest revelation of Elikus. Was man sagt, Seder Stalschluss, oh, das kein Ort nicht. In Seder Stalschluss, it can be that it should come down in such a place. Und durch dem ist es battle geworden, die Medidas hat Teva Eur Dolemato, what happened then the third level? Sie ist geworden Pesach, sie ist geworden Dilug, und sie ist gewähnt jetzt erst Mitzrayim Epech HaTeva. So again, Dieten came out of Mitzrayim, is Lemailo Mederech HaTeva, other that happened when the Seder Stalschluss got bottle, and other Seder Stalschluss got bottle, when Dieten did the Bris, Lemailo Mederech HaTeva from Teuro even, it's higher than Teuro. Eus Zayin. Punkt wie es hat gemusst sein, der Rien hat Dilug in Teure, aber der soll kennen sein, jetzt erst mit Zerayim, also hat gedacht sein, euch bei Iden in einer Weide von Dilug, der Meilu mich stahl zu Lusche Bodo. Der Rebbe ist adding on now, that the same Dilug that it was, had to be by each and every one of them. Der Fahr ist der Achone zu Yetzias Mitzrayim, how could happen, as we said before, how could happen Yetzias Mitzrayim, darf gehefter die Didi Bris. What was it? There was two things. Given Dam Pesach und Dam Mile. And the Rebbe brings down again, as Rabbi Olsman mentioned before, Reitargum Yonis and Beneziel, Aure 48, Pirkei de Rablezer, the Gam Medamile Nosnu Leoy Salabatim, Rei Pirkei de Rablezer, and Uvo Berashi. Rashi brings it down. In Chumash it doesn't say, in Torah it doesn't say, right? In Torah it doesn't say that they have to put the Dam Mile on the door, it just says the Dam of the Korban Pesach, right? It doesn't say that. Kama Sheyesh, Tipa. One drop, you've done it a lot.
Each guy was doing it with the Harbe.
And it says in Shmoyz Rabbe, the Bishruski and Beitz Mitzuselu, Nigalom in Mitzrayim. So what brought it? Pesach is, Korban Pesach is telling you the word, Dilug in Pesach, Lemailom Derech HaTeva, and Bris Mile, when it came in the way of doing it, Davke, Lemailom Mimedide Vagbole from Teuro, those two things bring. Now the Rebbe is going to bring also the connection between Mile and Pesach, weil die zwei Mitzvah von Pesach und Mile seien avoidische Lemailom Vagbole, both of them shore Lemailom Vagbole. Pesach is Meloshen Dilug, and Mile is in Yono Bris Oilom. Not only that they did it in a way of higher of the level of Teuro, but they did it in a way, everything it says, Voiso Zois Brisi, Beini Ubeinechem, Bris Oilom. A Bris Oilom shows an higher level of them. A Bris Oilom mit Neubersten. An Ewiger Verbund, it's a connection forever. On Kenshum Agboles. damit wird man euch verstehen, was wir gefunden haben, Chidush bei Pesach und Mille, was ist nicht bei keinem anderen Mitzvah Sasei. Bei Sei ist Achiyuv Kores. As we said before, 248 Mitzvah Sasei, God forbid anybody is over of any Mitzvah Sasei, there's no Kores. Kores is only of Loisese. There's two Mitzvahs only, and these two brought the Idnat of Mitzrayim. They have the connection from both of them. And both of them show at the end of the Maile Medel Chateva of Diluk, as the word Pesach shows on Posach, and the word Bris shows on Bris Oiler. Wenn es redet sich wegen Unionen von Meinung und Stahlschluss mit Darges, oh, what's the reason, Taki, the Rebbe is going to explain beautiful. What's the reason, the Davke bei Korben Pesach and by Mille is a Union of Chores? Why is it? Why not by other Mitzvahs? Why Davke bei Dostu? Why not by one? The Rebbe says a beautiful Geschmack and answer. Wenn es redet sich wegen Unionen von Meinung und Stahlschluss mit Darges, right? We're talking only two Mitzvahs that are showing an Union of Lemailo. When you talk about the Stahlschluss in der Rechateva, so there is a difference between this. You could be here a little bit. You could be here a little bit. You could be in both sides. When you talk about something that it's a bris oilom and something that it's Pesach, there's no two ways. It's either you here or you there. So that's why it's chorus. Look, let's see inside. Wenn es redet sich wegen Unionen von Meilen und Stahlschluss mit Darges, kann dort nicht ein Kind zwischen Darges. There's no in between. There's no dancing about chassanes. Sie ist eins von den beiden. It's either this or that. It's one of the two. Oder er wird verbunden mit Neubest mit der bris oilom. Either gets connected to the Eibishter with the Bris Oilom. Lemailo Mishinui Azman, Bli Gvul, is higher than Gvul, higher than Zman. And no, Ibnit, and if it doesn't do the Bris, or it doesn't do the Korban Pesach, is when Nichas Ogoyma. Erod Rachmon and Litzlan in Gansen Nishkin Shachas Elikus. Can be that I don't do Chas V'Sholem a Mitzvah Sasei, I still connected to the Eibishter. But these two shows an Ha'inyev was Lemailo Mishtal Shilus, so if you don't do it, you're disconnected. You can't be connected to not doing a Bris or a Pesach. Al der über Klosus zuerst im Zreimkanal, es muss auch abgenommen werden, alle Medides und die Medides von Teure Kaviyochel. All Medides have to go down. And even the Medide of Teuro, it's amazing, it's unbelievable. The Medide of Teuro also has to go down. Oib nit, bleibt man steck in Mitzrayim erz Melei Gilulim. If you're not going to go out like this, you're stuck in Mitzrayim Melei Gilulim. Und der Fahr, o der Gilulim von Velaylo Kayoim Yoyo bei Zuerst Mitzrayim, gedarf doch mal Scheiches Ikris mit Mitzvahs Mille. This is why the Gilui, it should be Lailo Kayem Yoir, it had to be Davke Mitzrayim. Weil der Rehm von Lailo Kayem Yoir ist der Gilui Yoir Shele Mailo, ist verbunden mit Lailo Kayem Yoir in Avoide von Eden, was das ist der Avoide von Damile. Has to do with Eden. After, as we said before, there's a chain of three events. After Eden did this Avoide, then it was Lailo Kayem Yoir, and then it was a bit Seder Ishtalshlus, and then first Teuro, and then Ishtalshlus, and then Yur Avoide, and then came the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Le Mailo Meder Chateva. Ois ches. Al pi kol anale zoich muven der chilik vom mitzvahs mille zwischen formaten teure nach matteure. Now we're going to understand the pnimison yoni. Why is the difference between formaten teure and after matten teure? Der emeserinien von Dilug in mitzvahs mille is davke in der mitzvahs mille vom formaten teure. When do we see Dilug, the in of Dilug, by Bris, davke be formaten teure. Demol dot zioiv giton ha Dilug noch mehr wie min hakotze la kotze. It brought the Eden to a level that he had a schus to go out of Mitzrayim. And this brought them to be able to go out. Demol dot zichoyv giton adiluk noch mehr wie min hakotze la kotze. Sie hat arroish genommen die Iden von Reshus ha-Klippe und sie macht uns gewähle Reshus ha-Kdushe. So I see that this bris that they did that night brought them to eat Korban Pesach, to make the Korban Pesach, to eat the Korban Pesach, and then next day by Chatzois to get out of Mitzrayim. Und in dem, und sie zu hereingenommen in Rishus HaKdushe, und in dem Gufe vom Memtes Shari Tume, zum Niglo Le Melech Malcham Loch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechvoido Be'atzmo, und das ist doch bein Aroich Legamre. Hier der war Memtes Shari Tume, and Mamish right after that, they came to a level of Niglo Le Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechvoido Be'atzmo. Unbelievable level min HaKotze El HaKotze. Was das ist doch bein Aroich Legamre. Sein in der Riber, don't need to talk in Shumedidus, and Mele need to talk in Chiluk, Zivishin Yoim Volayla. This is the reason why it was done at night. Because we're talking about such a level that's in a kotze la kotze. And we're saying that this brought them to go, come out of Mitzrayim. From Memtes Shari Tume, it's a Nigla Lehem, Melech Malach Amloch, Makadosh Baruch Hu, without any preparation, just Mile. And Pesach, the Rebbe is using you, just the Inn of Mile. Why Mile was at night, that's why it was done at night. Because there's no difference with the day and night.
In 54,
yeah, I in 54 on the previous page. Yeah, I said, yeah. Why Pesach is Davke, Korban Pesach is Davke, Beyoim, Beyoim, Dalet, and Davke Mile was at night, Betesvov.
It's also at night, just
Akrovit. The Akrovit, but yes, yeah, I saw it, yeah. Okay. Maschenke noch Matten, all this is before Matten Teure. Maschenke noch Matten Teure, seine Nieden schön geworden, an Neufem, der Zierhofe, Seder, der Dusche, they already came out, and after that they got the Teuro. There was a different world from them. From them till today is a different mindset. And the Bris Oilem, durch Mitzvahs Wille, is euch ein Seder, der Dusche. It's a seder that we're doing getting dusche. It's not being given chas v'sholem in Mitzrayim and doing the bris to be able to go out of Mitzrayim. V'meile is this givorin an avoide shubem medide v'agbole. Now we could do it in our way, in our oifim of Medidi Vagbole, Davke by Yom HaShmini, and Davke by Yoyim, and not by Lailo, even Abris Nitche, must be by day. When a Zayin and Faran in the Chiluke, Yoyim Volailo, Vechulu. Beautiful. Oh, it says the Yoreda from Bavoide Bepoel. What are we learning from that? The Avoide from Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Faran, and must Zayin Bechol Doi, Bodor, Bechol Yoyim, Voyoyim. Aid has to see every day, you have to see like you came out of Mitzrayim. And the Alter Rebbe said in Gan, it says, Bechol Doi, Bodor, the Alter Rebbe said in Gan, Bechol Yoyim, Voyoyim. From Yeda Madrege is Prinas Mitzorim, Mitzrayim, Mitzorim, Gvulim, the Gaba Madrege Shel Mailo Meno. A person is doing today, it was Nayoyim in the last week, that we have to see that tomorrow should be different than today. The morgen soll sein anders wie eins. A person does everything, learning and davening. So comes tomorrow, you could go a higher level. What was yesterday? Lechoyre, yesterday you were fine. Legabi tomorrow, today is Mitzrayim. Tomorrow you're going to go up a level. Next day you're going to go up another level. So tomorrow you're also Mitzrayim. So every level that you go out of it is called Mitzorim Ugvulim. Legabi amadregi shelemayle memeno is called Mitzrayim. Is b'shas medaf haroizgim from Mitzrayim. So you have to go out of Mitzrayim every day. Now you have to go out of Mitzrayim every day. Is b'shas medaf haroizgim from Mitzrayim. Daf mem wissen, dass es nicht verrang dabei, kein Schum medites vagboles. I feel it is the medidas from Teure Kaviyochel. You have to do it in a way, unbelievable way, that you no agbolas. The Rebbe is going to explain what it means, no agbolas. Al Dervis is mevoering Tanya. The Rebbe brings, by the way, you see that there's two, wie ruft nas on, two dashes. It shows that there's it's not so negair to the Sicha. Al Dervis is mevoering Tanya. Abishas is retzach wegen oiva sein chasusholm prinas golos mitzrayim. In Tanya, when we're talking about Chazal Shalom doing a Avere, or from Rotzno Elyon, is that not talking Chilik Tzivishin Kalo Shebe Kalo Shebe Chamuro Shebe Chamuro is. The Ralta was explaining it beautifully in Perik Chof Dalet, in Perik Chofei. Lechoire, there is lesser punishments for Averes, and there are bigger punishments. There's lesser rewards for mitzvahs, and there's bigger rewards for mitzvahs. Lechoire, there's a difference. But the Ralta said, when you look in essence, what you do, if you don't do the Rotzno Elyon, if you Chazal Shalom over, there's no difference if it's the smallest or the biggest. Why? Because it's rotzen. The Rebbe wanted you to do this and you didn't do it. He told you not to do this and you did it. So you over of rotzen. When you talk about rotzen, there's no difference what it is. It could be at the smallest and the biggest are the same thing. That's what the Rebbe says here. When it's retzach wegen over sein of rotzen oelien, it's done nicht talking chilek zwischen kalo shebe kalo is und chamuro shebe chamuro is. As it brings down also Kmaima Razal betanchume. The Rebbe is saying that atanchume. Warum it's at rotzen oelien, when you talk about rotzen, was is echa von tam vedas, a philip von tas vedas shele mailo. Rotzen is aya from tas vedas. Even so to say that a rotzen of the Ebishter is aya, there's no tam vedas. That's how the Rebbe wanted it. Seinen alle Mitzvahs gleich. There's no difference in the Mitzvahs. Und das ruft Aroysa viele bei Akal Shebekalim, Azoi Cheres ich Moshe Nefesh, Afilo Ivadik du Kal Shel Divri Sofrim, und on keine Cheshboines. This brings to a, even Akal Shebekalim shouldn't be over because he feels that if he's doing it, he's going to be disconnected in his over of Rotzno Elion. Now the Rebbe is going to go back to what we started before, that it has to be in a way that there's no Medidas Vagbolas. What is it? Und mit Kolschkanas sein, den Stod die Medidas von Yoim Volaylo. He said that there's no, if I have to go out of Mitzrayim today and tomorrow and next day, there's no medidas of Yoim Valaylo. By Yoim and Balaylo, always you have to serve the Ebishter. Im is kein Afke Minenish, this is by him a lichtig, or the Chazal Shalom Finsa. A person could be sometimes in a mood or in a situation that it's beautiful and light. He gets up sometimes in the morning, in the middle of the day, feels a little bit dark, it's finster. Im riert nishom, and it doesn't matter to him. Could be light, it could be Chazal Shalom, not such a good situation. Im riert nishom, was is formatted. He could be very tired, it doesn't matter. He has retzoines, he has taives, he doesn't know what to do. So the Rebbe says, all this is not negeya. Er nimmt a rois mit a gvure. What does he do? How do you get out of Mitzrayim? You take out with a big, strong, eye from tam v'das, zayin cherev, you take out your sword, you take out your akshones, and you tell the Yetzirore, I'm not listening to you, I could be famatet, I could be in a dark place, and I could be, I have taivis and retzoines, I don't care. I'm taking out my sword, and it's gleich mal. He does the bris, he cuts him off, verbindt sich mit den Oibersten, durch kiyum retzoines, brinas jesoid veis kashrus, u bris oilom, mit kutsche brichu. As I said before, just another 2 minutes, I told you about a friend of mine, a goyna in Gaman, that he was doing a sicha for the project Likutei Sichas, and then he started dancing. It was 3 o'clock at night, and his wife came in. She thought he lost his mind. What is he dancing? She said, it's such chedushim from the Rebbe that it made him that he should dance. So the same guy find and he sent it to me, but the Rebbe spoke with the Arav Mordechai Eliyahu, the Kesher, The Rebbe says, Rav Eliyahu is asking the Rebbe, "Bekesher l'shaila akademis, keitzad mo l'Yisrael b'yishe lailo? How did they do the bris at night in Yitzias Mitzrayim? Mili has to be by day." So the Rebbe said, so the Rav Eliyahu says, there is some people that answer exactly what we learned in the Sikhe, that according to the Zoya, the lailo, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, was lailo kayyum yoyer. According to this, so night of Pesach is the same din as day. So comes out that they did the bris by day, not at night. So the Rebbe interjected, the Rebbe said, "Lechoire, it's very hard to say that this is the svara because lailo kayyum yoyer. It should be din. It should be the din like yoyim legabi mile. It's hard to say that it was legabi mile. It was like this." The Rebbe is answering by Akdome. There is places in the world that it's next to the tzir. You explain it. Tzir adroyim atzvoini adroyim. What it's tzir? It's north or south. You know, by the North Pole, yeah. That most of the day or the whole day, it's light, it's sun. So it becomes a shaila. Why do you do with Shabbos? Why do you do with Abris? Right? The mele becomes a shaila. How do you do when you get to Minche, to Ma'ariv, Knisas Shabbos, and Kayotze Baze? So the Rebbe says it brought on in Achronim that they based it on the shita of the Malamoyer. Malamoyer was one of the Rishonim that Kviyas Hazman. So when you're in such a place that it's 24 a day light, there's some place there's no thing. What do you do? So we go according to Eretz Yisrael. When Eretz Yisrael is day, it's day by you. When Eretz Yisrael is night by you. Because otherwise you're going to be Mechal on Shabbos. You're going to be what's going to be? You have to make a decision what to do. When do you do a bris there? When did you abris?
No.
You abris when it's light, when it's day in Eretz Yisrael. It could be 12 hours that you're not allowed to do abris there. So the Rebbe says the chalukas hayim v'alaylo is al picheshm the chovdal choiz misles v'yibeishoiz yoyim v'yibeishoiz lailo, and you don't look that there is sun and the shkir. There's no such thing there. Same thing the Rebbe says in Bayin of Mile that in these places, so you can't malzain in the all 24 hours that the sun is there. When could you do it? Only in the 12 hours that you decided that it's going to be day. And it goes according to the clock in Eretz Yisrael. Because if I'm going to tell you...
Huh? Even days that it's, so the whole day is day,
you're only allowed to do it in the the 12 hours, yes. Because the other 12 hours is considered night. One second. Because if you're going to tell him that you can do a breeze all 24 hours, right? So comes out that it's going to do Meloche B'Shabbos. Mezemuv here also, the although Pesach at night was light, it was light like Yom Yoyer, but these hours, the din was as lilo to everything. Only by what?
Same hour of the clock, like 7 o'clock over here, 7 o'clock over there?
Yeah, or
is it?
Or Shum Hakel,
Ba'arche. Shet Kli, Shekvius Hazman, Wal Pi Eretz Yisrael.
זה אומר ש-12 בלילה שם, שזה 7 בבוקר בארץ, זה מתחיל בוקר? או שזה אומר ש-7 בבוקר שם, ש-7 בבוקר מתחיל...
לא בראתי, אני מבין את השאלה
שלך. אבל זה 7 בבוקר,
זה 7 בבוקר. 7. They have 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. also.
בגשמי, זה אי אפשר לחיות בצורה כזאת.
אי אפשר, ממש אי אפשר.
לא, אי אפשר לחיות...
לפי שתי מקומות.
לא,
לפי... איך הם חיים שם?
שבאמצע הלילה אצלך מתחיל הבוקר, כי בארץ מתחיל הבוקר.
So the Rebbe says the choyre.
In the Eretz, hayom yesh 10 shahot shel yom, v'shtaber 14 shahot shel laila.
Okay.
Sheva
v'boker.
That's from the.